We're returning to Texas, where for more than 2 days now, millions of people have been without power, heat, or water. The power grid has failed in the snow, ice, and cold blanketing the region. In the state capital of Austin, thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes if they can or get creative in order to cope. Ashley Lopez from member station KUT reports on the anger and fear that many people are expressing as they confront the possibility of another night without power and more snow on the way.
Dana Gomez and her boyfriend, Curtis Ferranti, have been hunkered down in a powerless apartment in the Crestview neighborhood in Austin for more than 30 hours. Like a lot of people, Gomez is worried about the plummeting temperatures in the apartment. She recently took a look at her thermostat.
Okay, right now it's reading at 50 degrees and I'm running back to my bed.
Gomez and Ferranti are mostly staying in the bedroom under their covers because it's the warmest option right now. Their life, like for many people in Central Texas, is focused on staying warm and figuring out how to make food without any power. Ferranti had some camping gear, so they're able to charge their phones with solar power. They're subsisting on granola, peanut butter, and tuna, and they're figuring out ways to be creative with the food they have left.
We had some leftover chili we'd made a few days ago, and my boyfriend has a tiny little fire starter, and so he just went out back behind the apartment and lit a fire using the cardboard we have from all of our Amazon boxes.
This is how a lot of people in Austin are trying to survive right now. Cleona Gunter also lives in the Crestview neighborhood with her partner, Tony Beldock. They have also gone more than 30 hours without power. Gunter says it's kind of like winter camping in your own house.
It's like it's 1850 in here.
Gunter says they have a working toilet and a gas stove, but that's about it. Her partner, Tony Beldock, says the stove is being used to cook their meals, and they have figured out a way for it to keep them warm, too.
We put a pan on the stove and heat it up, put it on the floor to warm our feet.
Beldock says parts of their house are as cold as 29 degrees. She says there is ice coating the inside of their windows. But for some, getting by without power is becoming less and less feasible. Anne Hebert lives in Hyde Park, and she says her main concern early on was for her neighbor, who is 88 years old and lives alone. She says early on, she checked in and brought her food.
She had piled all of her blankets on top of her. She had gotten the extra sweatshirts out of her closet and put those on her bed, but she's not equipped to handle a situation like that. She's got Parkinson's. She uses a walker.
Hebert says her own house was without power, so that wasn't an option either. Her neighbor doesn't have a cell phone or computer, so she had to figure out how to get her somewhere safer. Eventually, she found volunteers from a church group to take her in, which Hebert says was a relief. And as her own house got colder, even reaching the 30s, she decided to go stay at her parents' house, which she hadn't set foot in since the pandemic began. This desperation is something that has made a lot of people scared, but also really mad.
I'm honestly very angry at how unprepared the state was.
That's Diana Gomez again.
And I'm angry at the state's failed leadership. It's our state that's supposed to be managing this electrical grid situation. But right now, it doesn't seem like it's being managed. It seems like a huge mismanagement.
What many people without power have been doing in the past 30 hours, besides figuring out how to survive, is trying to figure out why this is happening. Cornell Woolridge lives in northwest Austin and has also been without power. He's managing with some gas appliances, but he says it shouldn't have to be like this. Woolridge says he was surprised to learn that Texas has its own electric grid because it doesn't want to deal with federal regulation.
And overall, I'm just really mad about the fact that our state, you know, could be so high on itself when it comes to energy production and all that and not do what it needs to do to take care of people in their biggest time of need like this one.
Others say state and local governments need to start preparing for extreme weather. Cleona Gunter says we need to start assuming that events like this are going to happen more often.
Especially with climate change. I mean, I've lived in Austin since 1980, and this is the coldest I remember.
And Anne Hebert says she thinks governments should prepare our infrastructure, including the electric grid, under the assumption extreme weather will happen every 5 to 10 years, not once every 100 years. Mostly, she wants to see more planning for stuff like this. Hebert says she feels like so many people in Austin this week were left to fend for themselves.
I mean, they've just cut off, a third of the city and just said you're on your own.
For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.